What's on Tap with Sandy Max is back on WTMJ.
Welcome back to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. Handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. And one of the really fun things you can discover is how much energetic theater we have in Milwaukee. And I am very excited to welcome back to What's on Tap, bringing us exciting news about Wisconsin being the first to see a brand new production at First Stage. Please welcome back Associate Artistic Director and Director of Young Company, Michelle Larico. Michelle, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Sandy. I love being here.
I love having you here. You're such bright energy because you're walking the walk. Like, you believe in having young people involved in theater and in storytelling and bringing that to life.
Yeah, and having them at every level of the process, I think, is something I get to be a part of. And so I just love it. I have the best job in the world, truly.
So how do you describe First Stage to people who meet you the first time and they say, First Stage, what is that?
Yeah, it's one of the nation's leading theater for young people and families. And we specifically create beautiful theater experiences for the whole family through our incredible academy program, education, program out in the schools and in the community, and then on stage with professional theater productions like Esperanza Rising.
Well, and before we get into Esperanza Rising, It is wonderful the faculty who are at the Theater Academy, because just even talking about different actors who are on stage now, like Romeo and Juliet at the Rep, it was like, oh, Matt Daniels. And somebody else got really excited. It was like, you know, Matt Daniels was my teacher at First Stage. And it's just so to have that thread going through all of our theater, that accomplished professionals are also excited to bring up the next generation.
Exactly. Working actors teaching in our academy is one of the hallmarks of what makes First Stage special. Matt Daniels is literally at the MIAC right now because we've got Young Company's Bardathon on Saturday, which is a big fundraiser. So he's literally doing monologue coaching as we speak.
Well, coaching Shakespeare, that's he's needed. Shakespeare's not a walk in the park, as you know.
Not at all.
So tell us about the world premiere production of Esperanza Rising.
Yeah, this is a fantastic adaptation by Alvaro Sarrios, one of our favorite resident playwrights at First Stage. He just took Pam Munoz Ryan's novel that I read when I was 14, 13, that's now a classic. And it is just such a powerful story, a coming-of-age story about Esperanza, who is turning 13 and is thinking about her birthday in Aguascalientes, Mexico. But after a bunch of just unfortunate events, her mother and her have to go to the United States, and they're fleeing from Mexico to start over. So that's what this story is about, and it is just such a beautiful, powerful adaptation.
When does this story take place?
It takes place in the 1930s, so right around the Great Depression, and so that is a factor of all of this and all the, like, migrant worker camps, you know, that she then encounters in her traveling. So it is beautiful, historically relevant, and something that you see in the design elements of the show as well.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when you think it's almost a 100-year-old story.
Wow.
An experience.
Yeah.
And what messages do you hope? And I say hope because Esperanza, does that mean hope in Spanish?
Yes.
I was like, some of my vocabulary
way
triggered.
To go.
Yeah. But what do you, I mean, I have to think then that even her name has some symbolism in the story. What do you hope audiences take away from seeing Esperanza Rising?
Yeah, you know, we developed this show or chose to do this show for our season maybe 2-3 years ago, and Alvaro's been working on this adaptation for years before that. So I think the story of the immigrant is such a powerful bedrock story in America, right? That's just it's a big part of our history. But we had no idea that it was going to be just so relevant today. And I think I'm hoping families just understand that immigrant experience and really empathize with, you know, Esperanza and her mom through this story.
And I have to imagine, like you were talking about different encampments, the other characters that Esperanza is going to meet on this true journey.
Yeah, who didn't grow up in wealth like she did. You know, she didn't work a day in her life. She grew up with servants. And so she really encounters all these different people in these camps and kind of understands resilience in a new way through her experience there.
And with this being a story of a mother and daughter from Mexico coming to the United States, are the cast members also either Mexican or different nationalities?
Yeah, it is. And it's a powerful thing, you know, that we do at First Stage in telling stories from all different backgrounds. And it's a powerful thing for me as, you know, a Latine artist to like walk into a space and cast a full cast of, you know, Latine or mixed actors, you know. And so that's been something very special. And through the creative process with designers and our playwright and our director, it's just a powerful sense of pride to walk into like first rehearsal with everybody presenting their work and just feeling like a cultural pride there, you know? So yeah, that's definitely an element of this that's so special.
And a level of connection, because I think that's also what's wonderful about any children's theater production, but especially First Stage, where it's just done so well, where kids in the audience are seeing the story told from a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, and that does have a stronger connection to the story when you are seeing someone like you or someone in your age range. You're not stretching your imagination quite as far to connect with what the emotions are.
Exactly. And this story has a lot of those universal opportunities too. And there's intergenerational story in here too, with the connection of abuelita, you know, not going with them to the United States and how devastating that is for Esperanza. So there are a lot of things that I think all audiences can connect to, but there's just something so special about seeing yourself represented and your story represented on stage.
Yeah, you just talked about different generations, abuela and the madre and Esperanza.
Yes.
What are you hoping families talk about after they see the show together?
Yeah, I mean, and it's so special that we're doing it, you know, around Mother's Day. So for me, like growing up in a multi-generational home, I know that my mom will be coming into town from Orlando and I'm definitely going to show her this show. And so I think families will be able to, you know, connect to the history, a history that does is reflected in our culture and community that's so vibrant here in Milwaukee. But it is definitely going to be a story about resilience. And that's probably the biggest thing that I'm hoping audiences leave with.
It is opening on May 2nd and goes through May 18th. So you said right there in the middle there is Mother's Day. And what age ranges is this Esperanza Rising meant for?
Yeah, I mean, you know, 7 and up really for this story, because we do have just so many different ages even represented at the camp too, all the way going up to abuelita and her story. And so I think it's something really the whole family can enjoy and learn from.
Is abuelita and Esperanza's mom, are they adult actors or are they also young actors?
Yeah, we've got 3 adult actors that are professionals in the city. And so they will be played by adults. And then everybody else is a young performer, including our 2 narrators that are our storytellers that are going to be jumping into multiple characters, including the villains in the story. So that'll be really exciting in this adaptation.
The world premiere of Esperanza Rising. I'm so excited to learn about it. I'm so excited that the entire First Stage team is able to bring this story to life.
Yeah, it's going to be so gorgeous and ending our season in such a powerful way.
And how do we find out more information, get your tickets? Because it is a good Mother's Day gift.
Yes, absolutely. FirstStage.org is always a great spot to grab your tickets. You can follow us on socials as well to find out more and see behind the scenes of all the gorgeous design.
She is Michelle Larico, doing wonderful work at First Stage Children's Theater. Thank you so much, and I wish break a leg in advance to the cast and crew of Esperanza Rising.
I'll pass it along. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. And the NFL draft is getting a lot of appropriate attention this weekend, but what are some other fun events to enjoy? I will share some of those suggestions next on What's on Tap.